The bet phone is ringing here at Mix 106.5. Hello.
Yes, it's Wallace Shawn calling.
Mr. Wallace Shawn, my name is Priestley from Mix 106.5. What an honor to have you on our phone. Hello.
Yes, it's what a thrill. Hello.
So I understand you're coming to Baltimore this weekend for Farpoint Convention.
It's absolutely true.
We are so excited to have you. Have you ever been to Baltimore before?
I've been to Baltimore about a million times.
No kidding. Well, welcome back.
I love Baltimore, and I have for many decades, probably since you were a small child or not even born.
Wow. So you're talking pre-74 then, if that's the case.
Well, I have hung in Baltimore over the years, because I do love it.
I love that. Have you enjoyed our crab cakes that we're famous for, the crabs down here?
Yes, I've love it. Had many crabs.
Aww.
Absolutely.
Well, how exciting to have you back here. Ladies and gentlemen, Wallace Shawn is going to be here in Baltimore again for Farpoint Convention. Now, when I've told people I am having Wallace Shawn on, they're like, Priestley, why do I know that name? I say, think about Star Trek, Deep Space Nine, Gossip Girl, The Law and Orders. How about Young Sheldon, The Princess Bride, Toy Story's Rex, and their faces light up, Wallace.
Really? But they're on the radio, so how would you know?
I talk to people in person as well, though, believe it or not.
Oh, you do? Sometimes I see.
Sometimes they let me out of this little box, and they actually allow me to interact in person.
Great.
It's a plus, but no, seriously, people so light up. You are just a huge part of many people's childhoods growing up, some of our most favorite revered characters, and they're just like, that is incredible. So everybody always says thank you and send love. So that's got to feel pretty good.
I mean, it's very hard for me to associate it with the guy that I know personally. if you say it's true, I get a kind of indirect pleasure from it. But it's as if you were saying it about an acquaintance or a friend, really. I can't associate it with me, to be honest.
I respect that. And to a very, very small degree can understand it. But I think that is just truly fantastic. Friends, again, here is Wallace Shawn coming to town for our Farpoint Con 2019 right up here in Hunt Valley. And you're going to be signing autographs and taking pictures and meeting people?
Doing all of those things, yes.
Oh, that's so fun. Have you done this before?
Not in Baltimore, but I've done it for the last couple of years. 3 years ago, I'd never heard of it, but now I'm involved, yes.
Do you have any, like, memorable or weird fan interactions that you've experienced throughout the years?
Well, I remember the people that I liked, and I don't remember any, I mean, you know, it is occasionally frightening because I don't know much about pop culture, and I don't own a television, and so people come up dressed as characters, and I don't even know that they're characters.
That's great.
And sometimes, you know, it's happened that someone has, you know, seem to wield a weapon in my direction.
Yikes.
Which is all part of the fun if you know that they're Captain Jack Straw.
Right.
If you don't, it can be a little scary.
My hat's off to you. In my opinion, you're quite brave then for doing what you do. Has anybody ever approached you in costume as Rex from Toy Story?
I have to admit, it's happened quite a bit.
Stop it. Really?
Yeah, there are quite a few green dinosaurs around, more than you would imagine.
I'm quite surprised. However, I am a huge fan, I must confess, of Toy Story in the series. And when I told my children, I have twins who are 10 years old, and my eldest is 11, and I said, Daddy's going to be talking to Rex from Toy Story. I've got goosebumps right now. If you could just see their eyes, the way they lit up. They said, please tell Rex we say hi.
Well, say hi to them.
I will.
Give my regards.
It's so fantastic. I'm telling you, Wallace, Shawn, we are excited to have you here. If we may, I know you can't talk much about Toy Story 4, but if you could, what can you tell us? I thought after 3, we were done with that blessing.
First of all, I suppose I'm sworn to secrecy, but second of all, they honestly don't. They haven't given me the whole script. In fact, they have only. I've gone into the studio, and they've said, okay, your line is. and they haven't really told me that much about the background.
Fair.
So I've kind of, all of that, voice recording, you're sort of playing it by ear because you don't know really what it's going to look like. But this time I was really playing it by ear. I'll be as curious as anyone else to see the movie.
Well, we are excited beyond, so this is amazing and a true pleasure. And you too could share in a wonderful moment with Wallace Shawn this weekend. It's Farpoint Con, and for everything you need to know, it's online right now, farpointcon.com. Mr. Shawn, Wallace Shawn, thank you for your time, and we can't wait for you to be back in Baltimore.
Well, thank you for having me on the show. Thank you.
Absolute pleasure. Continued success. And seriously, as a fan, you are one of the greatest acting ninjas of our time, and we love your work. Keep it up.
You're too kind. Thank you.
Have a great
Bye
day.
Bye for now.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.